We're 3-3. They're 3-3. Division game, so it's a big game for both teams.
Yeah. In terms of the team's efficiency in the red zone, how much of a focus has that been for you guys this week, especially without a loss?
Well, it's a focus every week, and I guess you can always make it a bigger focus after you have a bad week in a certain area. So we'll try to get it straightened out, and hopefully we don't go 1-for-6 again.
Did you guys spend more time on red zone play in practice this week?
I'm not sure if we spent more time. We spend time on it every week. It's an important part of the game, and as you can see, last week we faltered in the red zone, and it probably cost us the game.
When they ramp up their offense in terms of their rushing attack, you know, they've made a point of, you know, getting the ground and pound going. Does that alter in any way what you guys want to do in terms of possessing the ball, making sure that, you know, you're effective and efficient with it?
I don't know if we ever try to possess the ball. We just try to score points. Whether that's a big play or a long drive, we get the ball, we're trying to score, and however it happens, it happens.
Is there any big mystery as to why it's becoming more and more difficult in the fourth quarter so teams just score points, like you said, as opposed to the first three quarters where the offense seems to be really clicking?
Yeah, I don't know. We just haven't done a good enough job of it. It'd be nice to get out there in the fourth quarter this week and have a really strong finish to the game and score some points in the fourth, maybe close out the game with the offense. So I don't know. It just takes a better effort from everyone out there. And I think if we all do a little bit better than we have been, we could do better.
Are you seeing different pressure looks from different teams trying to figure out different ways to get to Tom this year?
Everyone's always trying to figure out a way. If you can sack the quarterback, you can usually stop the offense. So teams are always trying to get – they always try to game plan something up for you.
But you're not seeing any different schemes this year, any more different schemes this year than you would normally in any year, I guess?
I don't think so. Our coaching staff and a lot of the players, we've seen about everything you can think of. So it just depends on if that team, what they're going to run that day.
Jets week gives Rex Ryan ample opportunity to get up and say some interesting stuff. He's a colorful guy, has a lot of personality.
It's pretty funny.
Are you entertained? Are you entertained by the stuff he says?
Well, I haven't heard anything this week. I've been too tired to watch TV at night, so I haven't caught anything. But usually it's pretty good, so I don't know what he has in store right now.
Well, he's basically fawning over Coach Belichick.
He's doing what?
Fawning over him, just praising him.
Well, that's a good coach to fawn over, so.
The rivalry itself, is it as good as it's always been?
I think so. Look, we're both 3-3 right now, playing for first in the division, so I don't know what more you want to be at stake than that. It's going to be a tough game.
When it comes to the players, though, do you guys leave the hype for the games? I mean, you know, it doesn't matter until you actually get on the field. Is that when maybe the rivalry, the hype really starts to take over is game day?
Oh, of course. It doesn't matter what's said before or what you say after the game. All that matters is what happens during the game.
What's said during the game? Is there some fun trash talking going on?
Oh, it depends on who's out there, what players, what the situation in the game is.
Most guys say on this team, Spikes is the best trash talker. Any argument with that, or is anyone you can add to it?
I don't know. I'm never out there on the field with Spikes, so I don't get to hear him, but I'm sure he does a good job.
Bart Scott, his rival, would be his rival?
Bart's quiet out there.
How's Brady as a trash talker? You're on the field with him?
I don't know. Well, ask Tom if he's any good.
Do you do any of that, Logan, or just leave it alone?
I don't do anything out there. I just walk back to the huddle.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, guys.
See you, man. Takes too much energy.